Until Midnight, avant-garde and contemporary classical music with the present edge. Time is now 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from VIA Mobility Services, Boulder County's nonprofit community agency. Enhancing mobility is VIA's cause. VIA believes that all people have a right to easily access the mobility options they need to enhance their independence and quality of life. For more information, visit viacolorado.org.
Support comes from the Boulder County Arts Alliance presenting Art at River Bend on Sunday, August 26th in Lyons. Art at River Bend is a collaboration between BCAA and the Lyons Arts and Humanities Commission, showcasing dozens of artists in all mediums, including painting, photography, pottery, jewelry, and more. That's Arts at River Bend on Sunday, August 26th from 12 to 6 p.m. in Lyons at River Bend. More information at bouldercountyarts.org.
Well, good evening and welcome to Opera Box. This is Gary McBride. I'll be your host for the next hour. And the entire hour will be consumed with an opera by the Chinese-born American composer Du Yun. Her work, Angel's Bone, won the 2007 Pulitzer Prize for Music. Du Yun is a composer, multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and performance artist. She was named as one of the 38 great immigrants by the Carnegie Corporation of New York this year. And also this year, she is a Guggenheim Fellow. The opera Angel's Bone, which we will hear most of in a minute, as I said, won the 2017 Pulitzer Prize for Music. And all this before her 40th birthday, meaning that hopefully we can expect much more music from her in the decades to come. The story of Angel's Bone follows the plight of two angels discovered on Earth who were forced into spiritual and sexual slavery at the hands of a financially troubled couple. The work is a contemporary parable about human trafficking, and it's in English, so that should be all the synopsis you'll need to be able to follow along. Julian Wachner conducted the performances with the Novus New York and the Trinity Wall Street Choir for the premiere, which opened in January of 2016 in Lower Manhattan as part of the Prototype Festival in New York City. And we will hear the original performers reprising their roles for this recording. There are only four roles. The two human couples, Mrs. and Mr. XE, are sung by mezzo-soprano Abigail Fisher and baritone Kyle Fortmiller. The two angels are sung by tenor Kyle Bielfeld and Jennifer Charles. We'll hear most of the opera, as it isn't very long. The procession, scenes 1 through 5, we're going to cut out scenes 6 and 7, and then we'll continue and listen to scene 8 and the finale, which is entitled Brick J, music by Du Yun, Angel's Bone.
bitter and cold to me.
I've been good to you. Available, affectionate, attractive. I do everything you ask. Everything. In the kitchen, in the laundry, in the bedroom. You have failed us.
I didn't choose this.
I've been good to you. Supportive, submissive, seductive. But I am done with being generous. This is not the dream you promised me. We don't default.
You want me with my tail between my legs?
I need you to starch your collars, comb your hair, trim your beard. I need you to spoil me. I need you to come home with a week's work lining your pockets. I need you to be handsome again. I need you to be good to me.
You're troubled.
I've been good to you.
Thoughtless.
This is not the dream you promised me.
Tyrannical!
What if I don't love you? What if I never loved you? What if I deserve more? What if I don't love you? What if I never loved you? What if I deserve more? What if I don't love you? What if I never loved you? What if I never loved you? Never loved you. What if I deserve more? Never believe, never believe what I tripped over in the garden. Cursing my shoelaces as I fell in the compost.
Dinner's almost ready.
Wounded creatures, bloodied faces, twitching. Do we save them or put them out of their misery?
Wash up for dinner.
Runaway children. Human eyeballs poking out of a sheet of dirt.
I fried the beans, I blanched and froze. Peppers finely diced, unseasoned, spiceless.
Not runaway children, not even close. Poking from the dirt were feathers. Large, glistening white feathers. Broken feathers like an eagle's, blanched white. Ah! Angels! Angels fallen in the brambles!
Angels?
You've always loved.
What have you found? The softest. What have you found? What have you found?
His grace.
We've been been graced with beautiful things before, only to be stolen away. Who's tricking us, a Holy Spirit, out to crush my soul yet again? Gesture of good fortune. We need this.
They will not tend to us.
Let us help them. Restore their beauty. Clean the soil from their fingernails.
No, no, no. They'll get away. Get away.
Settle yourself.
They will get away. They'll get away.
Let us recover. This is your heaven.
clawfoot Eden, where we wash away the blood, the dirt, the salt.
Cash preferred, check accepted. Oh, 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 oh. they love you for a sigh and a smile. They will say they love you with a tear and a prayer. Their love is in their back pockets. Thus, never trust those who will pay.
So you're going to
they say they will love you for a sigh and a
completely
smile. For a sigh and smile. For a sigh and a smile. For a sigh and smile.
Thank you. Jay likes it rough. Grabs the skeleton of my empty wounds. Breaks off waves, laps at the marrow. Clutch the scrap, slurping in circles. A sexual act. Break, Jay, can't get enough. Mount me, holding me back. My empty wings sucks every drop of my innermost marrow. Moves as he rolls, my tissue on his tongue. Carnivorous.
Oh!
We heard Michael McQuilkin conducting the Trinity Wall Street Choir with Novus New York. That was Angel's Bone by Du Yun, the winner of the 2017 Pulitzer Prize for Music. We heard most of that opera. It's a sort of an operetta, if you will. It's about an hour and a half long. We just we heard scenes 1 through 5 and then scenes 8 through the finale. Mezzo-soprano Abigail Fisher was Mrs. Exe. Mr. Exe was performed by baritone Kyle Fortmiller. The boy angel was tenor Kyle Bielfeld, and the girl angel was vocalist Jennifer Charles. That was Angel's Bone by Du Yun. You've been listening to Opera Box on KGNU. And join us next Monday at 7 p.m. for more opera. Probably not opera quite so out and not quite so avant-garde, but opera all the same. The vocal arts and opera on KGNU. Coming up this evening on KGNU at 8 o'clock, it's going to be a classic Monday. And I will also be your host for that as well. And I promise you much more, shall we say, standard repertoire for that two-hour block. And then at 10 o'clock, it's A Present Edge, which is contemporary and avant-garde classical music. Again, you're listening to KGNU.
Support comes from Temple Tantrum, a Denver-based festival taking place over the Labor Day weekend, a special event full of arts, comedy, wrestling, and musical performances, all on Saturday and Sunday, September 1st and 2nd from 1 to 10 p.m. More information can be found at tantrumfest.com.
KGNU is honored to invite you to our Media Gardens Listening Station, part of the Arts and Society 48 Hours exhibition.
The Listening Station features radio productions created by youth who have participated in the Media Gardens program and an artistic media garden created by artist Omar Fuentes San Gabriel using repurposed non-working audio gear found at KGNU Studios, designed to express the blossoming of youth's voices and empowerment.
The Arts and Society exhibit is on view from August 10th through September 9th at the Redline Contemporary Arts Center at 2350 Arapahoe Street in Denver. The exhibit is free and open to the public.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. 8 o'clock, time now for A Classic Monday. Gary McBride, still your host this evening. And for the next 2 hours, we've got music by Rafe Vaughan Williams, Germaine Taillefer, Ernest Bloch, Arvaristo Felice Del Bacco, Aram Khachaturian, Maurice Ravel, and others. Let's start with an anonymous composition from the year 1600.
Thank you.
We heard the ensemble called 1600 performing Fantasy, Les Pleurs d'Orphée ayant perdu sa femme by who knows? It's anonymous. That was Concerto Italiano, Rinaldo Alessandrini conducting. Music next by Rafe Vaughan Williams, this from the 20th century. We're going to hear Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic performing the Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis.